Bethel Lutheran Church, Encino, California, September 24th, 1979.
Anda terdah,
kongre, enten anda cakap sudah nak baca dasar sih, entah nak baca jalan siapa.
Reverend Blacker, other religious leaders and friends.
Anda dia anda kongre itu soalan sih, tengah mana anda lokasi kongre, anda dalam salah sih, enti tu dah, kasih orang terus cuma yang utus sih ni.
As Reverend Blacker explained, we met in Dharamsala a few years back, and he was kind enough to extend an invitation to me to be here during my visit to the United States, and I'm extremely happy to be with you today.
And
I'm particularly happy and moved to be able to participate in a gathering like today where we have different faiths praying together.
Here you see, all different religious community. Everybody believe or accept there is some other force beyond which, you see, our ordinary senses could reach. So when we pray jointly, praying together, then I feel some certain, I don't know whether you call blessed or grace,
blessing, what to call, any word,
there's something, you see, certain feeling that we can experience. That feeling, if you utilize properly, and that feeling very much helpful for inner strength, for real, you see, sense of, you see, brothers and sisters, that feeling, this sort of atmosphere or that sort of experience is something very, very useful and very helpful. So I am particularly appreciate this opportunity. I'm really thanks to you. And then here you see all different religious faith, despite their philosophical differences, they basically, our objective is the same one. See, every religion emphasis on the humanity, love, respect for other, sharing other people's suffering. See, on these lines, every religion, more or less the same viewpoint, the same same goal. And I feel, you see, that faith which very philosophically very much emphasis on the Almighty or God, the love to God, right? Love to God. The tainda kan kunjoliya mana thane kita susu sibuche kunjoliya thevachani.
With a true love for God, with true respect for God, the objective is to
kunjo kombat tukaj.
The objective is to to be able to fulfill the wishes of God.
And
when we're able to do this, then we're able to develop the sense
of the very purpose of famine. 가수래. 딱 군조리야 이지셔. 군조리야 대바체니. 딱 군조 공부 두고 두야지래 인도잖아요. 두야 인부티. 아니 나한테 딱 펠로멘티들이야. 지부시야. 딱 귀셔시야.
The purpose of carrying out the wishes of God is to be able to develop a sense of feeling for other human beings and to be able to help others.
Love brothers, love our own, I mean, fellow men.
Fellow beings.
So you see, now here, the different philosophical explanation, the purpose is same now. This I always feel. So, the ultimate, the compassion. Now question is compassion, love. So if we adopt a right attitude towards our fellow men, our brothers, sisters, if we implement this good motivation or this good thought to implement serve for other, service for mankind, human society, as demonstrated by many Christian believers, in our history, you see, there are many people who are really sacrificed their own belief, their own life, for the benefit of human society, for humankind. That is, you see, actual implementation of compassion thought.
Compassion
thought. Now we become a refugee. So when we're passing through difficult period, all over the world, from the Christian community, who are really feel sharing our suffering and rushing to help. No differences, different color or different race or different culture, different faith, irrespective these differences, but just regard as a human brother and help, come to help. So you see, and sharing the people's suffering. You see, this give us the real inspiration or real, you see,
Through this, we could experience or recognize the value of human love.
So, now you see that love, compassion, as if always feel, that is the real.
That is essential in human society.
Compassion, love,
the very human society is based on love.
If we lose that value, that feeling, then you see our society will face the tremendous difficulties, or even you see, we can
if we lose that love, then the very survival of human society is endangered.
And also in daily life, with you see material facilities, with physical comfort, if we feel or if we experience, if we have some, you see, the spiritual development, spiritual experience, then you see, the we mana tanya dah ngan tu, ini kasurin. Soa mana tak digigi dah, sedih nak kaya tu.
Then we can truly experience inner peace and.
Mana tanya kita kasurin. Anda ni terlihat, anda mahu yakin nalar lagi, samlu yakin dia, apa sih cuma ini, mana tanya kita digi cajuasi, daily life nalar.
Along with material progress, if we are able to develop our spiritual level also, then we can truly experience inner peace.
Oh, ini Hindu zane, mana niri niri cara nalar lagi, mana tanya spiritual kasurin, experience ada, sih cuma cajuasi ini.
Therefore, it is extremely important in our daily lives to have spiritual development.
Now here, in as I mentioned this earlier, in spiritual, field, there are different faith. Now here, this period, the circumstances,
Owing to circumstances, we are brought together closer today.
This is something very important, very useful, I think. We come, close relation to each other. Then we can,
we then have the opportunity to be able to understand one another better. And as a result, we will be able to develop respect for one another.
Di chung du zane ngazu common effort chen. Dua mi zi git, ngana thane git, tiki liya, in common effort chit ya, dende yi buri.
And on the basis of this, I feel that we can definitely make common effort to contribute towards the benefit of human mankind.
Each faith deity, contribution.
And the past history also shows that various different faiths and religions have contributed tremendously towards human happiness. And in the future too, I feel confident that different religious faiths can make common efforts and contribute towards human welfare.
Without inner peace, without inner calmness, it is rather difficult to have a real lasting peace, real harmony, real and friendship, real calm can reach or can create only through inner peace or inner development. So here, this sort of, you see, gathering and praying together and learning from each other's experience, learning each other's, you see, different, techniques is, I think, very, very useful. So I am very, very glad to be here. And you know,
I would like to take this opportunity to say a few words of how Buddhists practice compassion.
The basis of the achievement of compassion in Buddhism is the thought that each and every sentient being equally should have happiness and be free from suffering. And together with this practice of compassion, one needs the practice of wisdom in a joint union. And due to the assistance of wisdom, there come to be different types of compassion. One compassion is that observing suffering sentient beings. The next is a compassion observing sentient beings understood to be qualified as impermanent. And the next is a compassion observing sentient beings understood to be qualified by non-inherent existence. When one cultivates compassion with the assistance of such wisdom, then one's compassion becomes more forceful. Even though one is concentrating on compassion, as great as one's, as the force of one's compassion becomes, so does also the force of one's effort. That which serves as an obstacle to the generation of effort is that when we meet with difficult circumstances, we become discouraged. This type of discouragement is opposed by having such strong compassion. Similarly, also, an opposing factor to effort is laziness, and laziness is easily overcome if one has strong compassion. There's no way, if one has strong compassion and has cultivated over a long period of time, then one won't fall into the laziness of discouragement, even though it's necessary to train in the path over a very long period of time. Therefore, for one who seeks to help others with an altruistic and compassionate attitude, just as great as the obstacles get to be for that person, so great does one's As great as the obstacles are, so much greater does one's determination grow. Similarly, when one has the force of compassion, then when contradictory circumstances strike, then one has even greater patience. The main of all obstacles to the successful completion of an action is that when difficulties set in, we feel discouraged. Sorry, when difficulties set in, we become impatient and thereby set aside the completion of an action. Whereas when one has the force of compassion, inducing even greater patience, then it's possible to withstand all difficulties.
Mm-hmm. 계지 찍이나냐 다 레지간 마당하시네 그다음에 시슈 레르간 마당하시니 베 뉴르도 뉴르도 쩌야 뉴어 뉴어 쩌야 돼 용기야
Similarly also when one has the force of compassion which is a deep caring for the suffering of others then one quickly engages in effort in order to help others not waiting even for an instant
So 근데 이제 닌지 닌지 뭐디 타직도 가서 우리 시안을 그게 자와 여정에 시안지 동해지 나와라 미수베 자와 지 이동 시안을 야 가서 우리 그게 직도 다 판바 중두고 로 여대바 정도 마세 닌지 여라이나 디겐체니 애니 닌도 타용에 디겐체니 그게 쇠산 타용에 지 그게 또 슉슉부여서 들으시죠
Therefore, the let's see. Even though it is the case that the entity or nature of a mind of compassion is one of pure altruism itself, and it itself is very good, it also induces a strength of mind and a patience, which allow one to complete one's actions and bring them to a successful conclusion.
So the Indusane, Tarikas and the society Nangi, Chikasu, the Pugge, care Dutch out the Walia, any Chikshadavis mental unrest, Yoting, Chikasu, restlessness. Bishara Yoteva Tikande, Yamne Yawchituna, Pandasha Yotevisha.
Therefore, if one is able to engage in such practice nowadays, when in the general society there is a great deal of restlessness deep down, even though there is a seeming nicety on the surface, then it'll be very beneficial.
Dinyamlin chera kabla kasure na samlu yarje sadi chilo gi kasure ngaje chi automatic na shin chi la la bachel nam sa yong thya yong ba re ko samlu yarje yindu ko nyuksing ni che kwa ji resha.
Now since this refers to internal development, it's not like an external change in which one can just push a button or so forth and cause something to happen. These changes can come about only gradually. Thus, it would be very helpful for one to practice this internally in conjunction with, for instance, one's own belief in God, I think it would be very beneficial. I'm very happy to have had the opportunity to talk a little bit about the Buddhist practice of developing compassion in the midst of so many religious practitioners. As I said before, we all have various techniques that we can share with each other and thereby become richer. I'm always talking about this. Thanks to all of you.
And this should be a chance to Kasuri, Tuanaya Karione, and Kanasho.
If you have any questions, please ask them.
Thank you. If you will remain,
yes.
The question and answer period will follow the anthem, but there are papers available in the pew and pencils in front of you. If you would care to write your question, or if they would entertain direct questions,
yes.
The roving microphone, if you would bring that down the center aisle, during the singing of the anthem, we'll ask you to be seated.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you can understand my feeling justified in inviting this man with such insights in love and compassion to come and share with you, and I am happy to welcome him again. God bless you.
If you will be seated, they can write their questions and bring the microphone to the center.
Are there any practices or means by which one can maintain compassion under trying circumstances, as when one loses one's temper? If when you're used to the development of if you are a person who is used to the development of compassion, even during that time when you become angry, if you are able just to remember the mode of how you should generate compassion, that compassion will replace the anger immediately. However, if you're someone who's not used to the practice of compassion, then it would most likely be very difficult to take cognizance of that person at whom you're angry and immediately replace the thought of anger with compassion. Rather, it's helpful to try to generate a neutral mind. And allow your mind to become distracted to another topic, something that's neutral. And then seek to generate some compassion. How can one combine the benefits of material and spiritual development? We can through our own experience determine that there should be a combination of material and spiritual development, in that it is mainly external and material things that satisfy or please the body, but that with respect to the mind or the inner self, which is designated to this, to the mental and physical aggregates or the mind and body, its pleasure and its satisfaction comes from a mental happiness. Therefore, we need first to identify the value, our own human value and others' human value, and understand that this human or person or internal, or that this I is an internal thing that is satisfied by a mental root. Then we will perforce understand that it will require a combination of the material and the spiritual for there to be satisfaction. Is suffering not due to one's faults, wrong or wrong way of life?
And
suffering, the person feels that suffering is probably due to one's own fault and one's own wrong way of life, and is wondering if you feel that is true. That's exactly so. Can the quality of compassion be achieved purely through the force of will? Even though it's necessary in the beginning to have strong will in order to develop compassion, will isn't sufficient in order for that compassion to develop limitlessly. It is important to conjoin it, to conjoin the practice with the practice of wisdom. Through wisdom, it's necessary to understand that the afflictive emotions can be removed, and that through continual and gradual practice, it is possible to do so.
Next.
It's a rather long one. Please comment on a statement made by a Buddhist professor that Buddhism is really atheistic and best thought of as only a raft on which one can best move through life from birth to death.
It is this.
And the practice of it is only like a boat or a raft. It's English, right? From birth to death. With respect to the first part of it on whether Buddhism is really atheistic, in Buddhism, in Buddhist philosophy, a creator God is not accepted. It's accepted that one's own happiness and suffering is produced through one's own karma or former actions. But within Buddhism, there is an assertion that there are many different world systems, there are endless number of world systems throughout the universe. And within them, there are many different types of beings, such as gods.
And goddesses.
Gods, goddesses. Mm.
Therefore,
thus, there can be many different interpretations of the word God. I don't understand the second part very clearly. Now there is an explanation that on the raft or ship of this lifetime of leisure and fortune, it is possible to engage in the practice of the path and even become a Buddha.
Mm.
However, in another way, in reference to the ultimate refuge, we refer to the practice and the path and so forth as temporary means and thus ultimately to be abandoned. How do you obtain such compassion as you talked about?
等于说你叫了解的感觉。嗯，叫了解的，恐怕是你要知道，说啥呀？那总是恐怕是伢了，没那么点火的嘞。那这个下边能行？As
I explained before, the main thing is to familiarize with the process of compassion.
嗯，啊，那本来Christian是呢，你挂着来说，等于平格吧。And
for instance, for a Christian, it would be helpful to make a prayer to God.
嗯，那边呢，Buddhist这个样本呢，成就什么，包括讲的是啥，那个成就什么，包括讲白啥，反正来说，特别用不着的。And
within Buddhism, also petitions or prayers are made to the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara or the Bodhisattva Maitreya.
哦，哎，你看，我到娘们请的这个，你看，德州可多了，下过去呀，打算那么啥呀，你不得开心不嘞？
然后，然后你我到前面去，那你认识没那么讲的，是不是？第八下呀，他说那么啥呀，你不得开心不下的。And for a person who's really engaged in practice, it is important also, together with the practices for generating compassion, to engage in the revelation or confession of one's sins, and to develop a sense of restraint from those activities in the future.
嗯，再继续看什么？哦，对。So
two more questions. How can love? How can love be expressed to our brothers?
可是啊。
How can love be expressed to our brothers and sisters?
嗯，这个。Stand. Love, you're not on that finger.
知道吧？让你嫌弃不起啊！
The main thing is to cherish others more than oneself.
嗯。Then
as a final question, what is the status of?
但是他一直，你看卡多，现在卡多少多？嗯。你认识卡多？OK。那是对。嗯。那那他可是啥？OK。 5 minutes. 嗯。嗯嗯，那。
What is the status of women in Tibet? What role do they have in your religion? Within Buddhism, women and men are equal. In general, I see. In the household in Tibet, women are more influential. Could you advise us? Us means some Vietnamese refugees who live in the valley. What to do when we are willing to sit closer or meet closer with our adversary?
Oh, okay, sir.
Okay. To solve problems, but then they always cheat us. This is indeed a problem.
Complicated.
It is very complicated.
Now, when we deal these things, we must think two ways. The idle, what do you call, on the idle or the philosophical or
the philosophical ideal.
Idols, one side. Then the practical side is something different. So now at the general atmosphere, I mean, not only the Vietnamese or this, I mean, this sort of thing, but all over the world, you see, the general atmosphere is something I always feel and also tell people the general atmosphere is not healthy, very corrupted. Though everybody speak peace, friendship, these things, but when something happen related with their own, I mean, selfish interest, the self-interest, then people not much bother about, you see, this good idea. So this is the problem now. We must so that the thing and the chesachineng so could you watch to are. So you see, for this generally this atmosphere, sooner or later we must try to change this overall picture. It is worthwhile.
It has to be changed. It must be done.
Something to do.
It's something that must be done.
But of course, this is difficult, not easy task. Very difficult. So now the particular question. You see, my feeling or my advice is, I mean, difficult to advise such things, but I feel now we must judge according to the particular circumstances. We must think, we should not forget we must consider, or we should not complete ignore about the philosophical idols. At the same time, we must realistic. So we must accept the reality. So you see, between these two, we should act somehow.
Act cleverly without falling to any extreme.
So of course it is very difficult and delicate. I myself, you see, when the practical difficulties, I mean, confront, then I always, you see, practice this way. Reality condition everything as a shigure. Did too much shigure.
We
did on chipji, yeah, and just that idea quite majibche.
We need
to neglect majibche. And it didn't sum digitana because they used that sometimes.
We need to know what the facts are, what reality actually is, but we also need to keep in mind our own philosophy and then try to work these two together as best we can.
And sometimes we need to some sort of, you see, make, I mean, two levels. On the surface level, we must act according to circumstances, something, a strong reaction. But at the same time, in deep down, we must calm. We should not lose our calmness or the sort of kasure, emotional
emotion. We shouldn't become emotional.
Oh, this is my feeling. This sort of thing is really difficult.
In your philosophy, how can one remain with inner peace and compassion in the face of daily cruelties and horrors which we cannot control or be in a position to help alleviate?
I was just talking about this.
One needs to make a difference between what one is doing on the surface and what's in one's heart. The opposite of that is that some people are very angry in their hearts and speak very sweetly from their mouths. We, in some situations, have to do exactly the opposite.
这个的，啊，这个下行了。